Welcome to the podcast. Raising Kids on Your Knees is a ministry dedicated to equipping you to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by offering a rest, refresh, renew retreat once a year for moms of all ages and stages to gather for some much needed rest. You will be refreshed with the fellowship of other moms and renewed in your mind through the Word of God. This year's retreat is just around the corner on April 19th through the 21st. And I would love to see you there. There's a link in the show notes for more information and to register. Many of us fear the protection of our children when we leave them anywhere these days. No one knows what to expect, and violence has been steadily ramping up. Not only are we concerned about the physical protection of our children, the reports of the conditioning of our children are alarming. At every turn, the biblical values that we teach our children are under attack. It is becoming a world where the authority of parents over what our children are taught and live is being undermined. I'm here to tell you, there is a solution to all of it, and it's right at our fingertips. It has been a few years of unprecedented changes here in our world. Fear and anxiety have run high as we've done all we can to make sure we're safe and healthy. Last week, we discussed 5 biblical ways to overcome fear with our faith. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, I want to encourage you to go listen to episode 470, Fearless Faith, Trusting God with the Unknown. There's a blatant attack on God and His creation and our identity in our culture. The days of the enemy slinking behind the scenes are over. This is outright spiritual warfare, and he's not hiding in the shadows anymore. Fortunately, for those of us who are believers in Jesus, have the greatest weapon of warfare available to us at any moment. We have the power of prayer. It is through prayer that we can impact the kingdom of darkness that is quickly closing in on the next generations. The battle starts on our knees. Many of us look to Psalm 91 as a comfort and a prayer over our homes when times are hard. It is such a great psalm to pray in times like these. I want to encourage you to look it up in your Bible and pray it over your families. From the outset, we are reminded that God is our place of rest, our place of safety. We are assured that He will rescue us from the trap of the enemy. I can't but wonder how many of us have clung to those verses of promises only to glance at verses 1 and 9. This is what they say. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 9 is, if you make the Lord your refuge, you will make the Most High your shelter. It's so very easy to forget that we must position ourselves for the protection afforded by the psalm. We must dwell or live with God daily. When we live in His house, the only thing that gets through the door is what God allows to come in. I want to remind you that we are living in a fallen, evil world. Bad things are going to happen, even to God's people. The one thing we are fully protected in is our eternal security. No one can take that away from us, not even Satan. Living with God includes reading His Word, doing what His Word says, trusting Him no matter what, and spending time talking to Him in prayer. It means heeding those checks in your spirit that the Holy Spirit is directing your steps and walking in obedience. This week on the prayer sheets, we are praying over our children these principles of protection in God's Word, and we'll unpack what it looks like to position ourselves for God's protection in our daily devotions. Today, let's look at 5 ways we position ourselves and our families for protection. These are the same verses we're praying over our children this week. And at the end of the podcast, I will give you 5 tips to help you step up your spiritual parenting this week. The first thing we need to remember is what Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 promises. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to Him for protection. When the truth of the word of God is challenged, it can be alarming. We live in a country where the truth of God hasn't been directly challenged by the government, and yes, even the church. I believe the easiest days of following Jesus are behind us. As we move to the time when Jesus returns, there will be more and more opposition to the revealed truth of the Bible. It will be under attack, and so will we and our children who believe it and proclaim it. For those of us who claim Jesus as Lord, we can trust that every word of God proves true and that He is a shield to all who come to Him for protection. That all sounds great until the rubber meets the road, like it is now. God is asking us, do you believe everything in my word to be true, and do you fully trust me? When we believe something, it means we are committed to it. This is a question we have to be prepared to answer with a resounding yes. Leave all those verses you are posting on your social media. My challenge for me and for you are to make sure we are firmly standing on what we are sharing with the world. Second, we must believe, like our ancestors did, that God is our shield. Look with me at Deuteronomy 31:6. So be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Here in Deuteronomy, Joshua is the new leader of the Israelites and the one to lead them into the promised land. I bet he was shaking in his boots as he was thinking about what God had just called him to do. How in the world would he fill Moses' shoes? Just like God called Joshua to the task, he is calling us to the task of leading our family into the promised land on the other side of all the hard things he's called us to do. But to do that, he is asking us to do a few things. Let's break it down in this verse just a little further. Number one, he is commanding you to be strong and courageous. Number two, he is commanding you to not panic or be afraid when the hard times come. Number three, he is promising you that he will personally go ahead of you in any situation you find yourself. And number four, he promises that he will never fail you and he will never abandon you. These are four directives for leading your family through any crisis. Are you up for the task? Third, we often forget that the battle is not ours. God fights for us, as we are reminded in Exodus 14:14. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. The Israelites had just escaped the heavy hand of their taskmasters, the Egyptians. I bet they were excited to be free. I know I would be. And then things take a turn for the worse, and Pharaoh changes mind. He and his army were now in hot pursuit to return the Egyptians back to their slavery. And what did the Egyptians do? They panicked. You and I are very much like them. We grew up in a time when life had been good, the economy booming, and even in the hard times, we tend to do really well. But just like that, the bottom can completely fall out of the life we know. Just like it did with the Israelites when they found themselves up against the Red Sea with the Egyptians barreling down on them. As the Church of God, we should never be found in panic. Thankfully, the Israelites had Moses as their leader because Moses had learned what to do. He learned to trust God. He knew that God would fight for them, and he told them to do the most irrational thing, stay calm. Why? Because he knew the Lord would fight for them just as he had before. Fourth, I often imagine what it looks like to have angels watching over me, like Psalm 34:7 says. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. There are many accounts in the Word of God sending his angels to minister to people. In fact, the writer of Hebrews starts out assuring us in Hebrews 1:14 that angels are servants sent to care for the people who will inherit salvation. He ends the book by reminding us in Hebrews 13:2 that we have entertained angels without even realizing it. I've heard countless stories from people I know of angels that have ministered to them in their time of need. I bet you have too. God's angels are assigned to minister to us and our families as well. His angels are a guard that surrounds and defends all who fear God. Fearing God doesn't mean that we are frightened. It means that we have great awe and reverence for him. There is this caveat again, though, all who fear God. You must position yourself to receive the protection of the angels, and we do that by fearing God. The temptation for us in times of crisis is to fear all that is going on around us. I want to challenge you today and always to fear only God. Then watch God's angels guard you and your family. And finally, I want to leave you with the promise of Psalm 18:30. God's ways are perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. Are you like Job, who fully and completely trusted God, though he slew him? Yes, you read that right. God gave Satan permission to take everything from Job but his life. God was the one who suggested it. Or are you holding white knuckles to everything you believe to be yours so that God would have to pry at them right out of your hands like a toddler with a lollipop? You see, until you get to the place where you fully and completely believe that God's way is perfect and that his promises are true no matter what, you will be fighting God tooth and nail through any crisis you find yourself. You are going to be exhausted. You must do your part. You should never presume upon the grace of God, for that is a very dangerous place to walk. He promises when you look to him, he will be your shield and protection. Will God protect us? Yes, he will. Do we have to do our part for that to happen? Yes, we do. Here are 5 tips to help you step up your spiritual parenting this week. Number 1, check yourself. Do you believe the things you say? Because your kids can tell if you do or you don't. Number 2, are you leading your family through crisis with strength and courage? Number 3, don't panic. Remember that the Lord himself will fight for you and for your children. Number 4, teach your kids to fear God, not the crisis. And number 5, teach your children to hold things loosely. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are our shield and our protection and ever-present help in times of trouble. May we cling to your promises and stand firm in who we are in you and who you are in the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen.